Hello everyone. As we know, yesterday was the 20th of October 2021, and a year ago during the NSAS protests, people were killed, our brothers and sisters, friends, people that we didn't know, but you know, we're all together under one banner, reaching for the same thing, like advocating for the same thing, which was into police brutality, into like the oppression, and basically changing government. They were killed. Until now, we've not still seen, like, nobody has been held responsible. We're still under the same fucking government. Like, so I just really want to use this time to offer my condolences to the family, and also from the Clevercast podcast group, just to say that we will not forget, we remember these guys, and to give a minute of silence for these people that lost their lives that day. May their souls rest in perfect peace. The most painful part about this whole, like, NSAS thing is that nobody's been held responsible. People just go on as if the status quo. It just really sucks. Like, it really just shows the reality we live in, because life really sucks in Nigeria. Like it's not a new thing. I know, like, on the podcast, we joke about and try to see, like, the bright side, you know, try to share experiences and stuff, make everybody have fun and stuff, but deep down, can't even lie, it's not been easy for anyone, for me, for Pelumi. Like, it's not been easy just living in this Lagos. Like, for all our guests that have been on show, friends that we've talked to, it's not been easy. Like, life just really sucks in Lagos, even Nigeria as a whole. Like, we try our best to have fun, because I mean, we're Lagosians, man, we're Nigerians, like, we're human beings before all that. Like, we just have to move past the bad, but you can't move past the bad when no change has been made. It's just because you see the bad every day in your daily lives. You see it, like, you see it in everything that happens. Like, just is a constant bitter reminder at the back of your mind that, well, no matter what you do, as long as you're living in this country, you're still kind of screwed, because it just sucks. And all I can say is that we will not forget, and also for anybody that is going through a tough time now or that is suffering from, like, you know, PTSD or from depression, or that is tired, or that is just bare tired, because personally I'm bare tired, fam. So I think, like, what I would just say is, you know, find that thing you love doing, you know, like that thing that gives you joy. It might be listening to music, talking to your friends, watching your favorite movie. You know, just find something that takes your mind off all the stress, all the pain, everything, you know. I know it's temporary, but just do your best to, you know, have a stable state of mind. I know it's hard, but someday, good day, alright, that's the thing. And just always keep them in your memory, like, we won't forget them at all, because the reality check was too sudden. We didn't see it coming, but it happened. Just won't forget them. Stay safe out there. Yeah.
Hi guys, my name is Chenna Naya, and this is another episode of the Covercast podcast. And so we're going to have an interesting episode, but everyone is going to introduce themselves first. So,
hey, my name is Benice.
Hey, I'm Fuad. I'm Israel.
OJ.
And I'm Jojo.
And you know your favorite guys.
Yes, sir.
So today's episode is going to be a continuation of our last episode, Quick Tookie, the continuation of the saga of Samba. So, first question we asked last time, what is your experience with Tookie? What does Tookie actually mean to you? And I think we don't let the girls go first this time.
Yeah. We have women this time, you guys cannot come at us.
Wosu doesn't like women.
He's
misogynist.
I don't know what he's talking about.
Wosu is misogynist. Like,
so, but wait,
how do
you
start?
That's how I mean, banter between.
Don't you like women? Like, why don't you like women?
Oh, really?
Don't mind this one.
He might not.
Please, go first. So,
you want me to go first? What do I think about 2K?
Yes.
What does
urgency
mean in the field? Yes, in your world. Let me put it away. What does urgent 2K mean in the life of a woman in Lagos? What does it mean to you people?
Okay, I can't speak for anyone here, but for myself, mm-hmm. For me, is there really an urgent 2K? If you tell me urgent 500K now, I won't understand. Oh, I'm so sorry.
When we're saying, are you broke or not?
It only applies to us. I told you, this is a person like this.
The thing is, I think everybody has their own level. Because what is broke to me is not what's broke to you, or what's broke to you, or what's broke to you. Do you understand? So, urgent 2K, I think the vibe of urgent 2K is just the concept of, okay, urgent money. But for some people, it's not 2K.
So let me understand. In your life, in the life of a woman, you guys do come across.
Every woman is different. No, don't say that.
I'm not generalizing women, man. I'm just saying, like, you. Because I'm saying you specifically because you're just an average girl in Lagos.
Yeah.
That's fine.
I'm not doing too
Proper random girl.
Random
babe. Now tell me the random life, your random life throughout your Lagos stay, mm-hmm. you've never come across the urgency of 2K. Yeah. Not his 500K.
No, in the sense that like I would never urgent 2K is like you're asking a man or
I'm tired of people always like generalizing, oh, I'm broke. Let's go down to the
But you know 2K doesn't actually mean 2,000 naira.
Urgent
cash. Just
that's the idea.
Just give me
what we are doing today. We're going down to specifics.
Okay, 2K, go.
First time we did 1K, sir. We started with power 1K.
Okay.
Then we now went to, 2K. So we're doing the numbers today. I'm tired of guy, I'm broke. And the guy's lying to me because I was like, 100K. But yeah, that's
bro. Bro.
Doing numbers
OJ's touched
today.
Yeah, because now, like, someone can be like, 1 million. Some people touch 1 million and
that's
like,
what I'm saying. That's cool. I just want to understand whether everyone's doing
1 million.
Yeah, I want to see everybody's, you know, range.
Yeah. So you know where you stand.
Because I'm tired of people saying, "Guy, you're not broke like I'm broke. Don't play with me." You get what I'm saying? I'm tired of that. I'll never get a guy I'm broke me too. Guy, not you too, bro. I saw you don't but not you too. Don't lie. Guy, so I want to go to the basics. 1K, 2K. So if a girl tell me that in her life, day to day, man, she doesn't. That urgent 2K doesn't mean to her, but there are times it's urgent 10K. There are times it's urgent
2K,
but not 2K.
Yeah,
and that's important because, man, they say 2K days. Now, to know if you guys have, that's you. That's one.
Like, I feel guys. I feel guys are like, when it comes to being broke, I feel guys take being broke to a new level in the sense that, like,
it's not about being reckless, it's about how much. That's why I like, we're not talking about the other side, we're not talking about the billing.
Exactly. That's where you understand where you're coming from.
You people that are giving into this billing, you guys like let me give you guys an example.
Let me give you guys an example.
side of the woman.
That's a good side to be on. Let me explain that. I have a friend here that when he withdraws money in school, like when we were in school that year, when he withdraws money, he withdraws for two standard. He's not
for him or who? Wait.
For him and his babe.
Cool.
And
so, that's different. That's his babe.
Yeah.
Now, I know, so I was with some other guys and I was making fun of him and they were like, no, but that's a normal thing. As a guy,
you have a relationship. Yeah, I'm keeping money for me and my guy. Yeah.
And they were saying it that even when they're not in a relationship, you know that babes are going to, like, you have to keep aside money.
Now, there's a problem internally with guys. Some guys are fucking up.
No,
guys are lying. It's most guys. I don't know about that.
It's most guys.
Now, let's hear from Bernice right now. What's your own contact with Audience 2K? What does that mean to you?
Okay, do you know the thing here? Because I'm very careful with money, so I've never been in like an urgent 2K situation. But like, let's
praise say God,
my bank app isn't working or something. Yeah. That's like,
that's not urgent 2K. That's
it. And it's not very urgent.
I'm stranded outside.
I like what you said that she's very careful. That means it's within her position to make it so.
Like, she's not.
Now I'm speaking on behalf of. Let me speak for myself. Then I'll ask my guys. Things beyond your control, take it to Jet 2K, yes or no?
Like, it happens, man. It happens.
Even if you swear to your God, you're trying to be careful, you are calculating your full money.
How many
you
still
find yourself
how many
as a guy, right? As a guy, basically, your problem is not only from you.
I swear.
So like, if we're all guys here now and we all need to sort. Then you say, like, am I supposed to say
no.
So we need to sort out some shit. Like in school, we have all been to school and stuff, and I'm going to sort out. You're going to sort out, and somebody's left out. Your problem becomes my problem.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
if I have like half of the money you're supposed to use to sort, and everybody knows I have it,
I have to drop it
for you. At that point, I mean, I might be in need of urgent 2K tomorrow.
Exactly.
So that is slippery slope.
That's crazy. Everything you're going through, everything you're going through, you know, the female goes through it too, right?
Like, literally. Woman,
but that's
not. You're not.
I know, and let me not kill it. Like, you're going through it, and women too are going through it. But you know, the difference between you and women, they still would never need that urgent 2K. So why you?
Okay, wait, calm down. So,
man, it's a dilemma for real. Like,
for women, when they tell you they are broke, because let's be real, you have female friends. They are broke means that in their savings account, they have savings. Uh-huh. When your current account,
there's no spending.
So you get what I'm saying?
Wait.
So you need that.
There's another level of urgent 2K.
It's probably genuine urgent 2K.
Don't you guys like learn from your mistakes? Like,
what
takes your money? Let's say,
on 26, I get my salary here. This is my account. First things I do, let me just break down. First things I do, throw the, like, there's something I do every month once I get my salary. Throw like the part I put in my savings weekly.
Yeah.
Like, throw purchase that one. Mm-hmm. My savings every month. Put that one in my savings. Then the rest, I swear to God, I don't know. It's probably like sometimes I'm like, guy, I save this thing like mighty red, nobody. But things will still happen. I don't know how, but these things happen.
Like, literally,
the thing is, to be financially smart, you have to account for these things. You have to put it out. So what are these things?
Okay, for example, now, so in a month, after my savings apart.
Yeah.
First things that comes to my head, first things, my data consumption for that month.
Yeah.
I put that apart too. But that one is just, I don't even put it apart. I just like leave it there. Okay, I take money to buy data normally. Then I buy what's called again, provisions for myself, for the house in particular, because I stay with a couple of guys, buy provisions, run like around and buy provisions for ourselves. Apart from that, you buy foodstuffs. Now, apart from that, there are times when friends need money.
Mm-hmm.
Like you said, like you just have to.
See, that provisions thing, girls can literally, women, they can literally have the bar, but like they'll rather build a nigga and say, okay,
I wish a nigga would
because, like, in school, the last few days I was in Covenant, like, this woman, this babe, I saw her at the health center. I went with my car, and then I saw her, she was coming with like a lot of bags. And I asked her what happened, and then she was like, oh, like someone just came by. I was like, your boyfriend? She was like, no, like the nigga literally just called and was like, I'm your school with provisions, come and pick them up. Mm-hmm. And me, I'm like, that's another level, look, yeah, because I'm here hustling with drugs for like, but you, you're giving babes like, oh,
see, this, some guys offer, like now, like this girl, this is one of my friends. This is one of my friends. Literally, every time this guy wants to talk to the babe, sends her 50k. This babe has not linked this nigga. Like, she has no plans to link this nigga, but this guy still sends her this bar. Cause like he has a bar. First of all, this bar is fraud money. Straight, like, cause so there's no chill.
I think we need to know this, that it's fraud money. There's some people that are trust fund babies. Let's start from there. Some people have
9 out of 10 times it's fraud money, or they're just like,
no, let's just take it like they have the money.
That's the thing, Billy. Like, it's calm if it's people that have the money
that can afford it. It's not like you can't afford it. Why are you trying to flex like
that? That was what Oje said the other day, that if you can't afford the billing, that you don't reach out to these babes. And I respect that, like, man.
Expensive girls, you're going after girls. Guys
like expensive babes. Let's start from there. That's like expensive babes. You see that. Her skin is looking nice. You think it's cheap?
What I was saying is that I'm paying. I paid that. I don't come to this life with pussy. I put the cash out. What I'm hearing is that girls have conditioned themselves to the privilege of always having guys.
It's not that we condition. Like, I can be sitting down here and somebody be like, oh, I want you to come and see me. I'll say, oh, I don't want to go out. They'll send me money for fuel.
Like
I didn't ask them.
They've conditioned themselves to the
privilege. It's not us conditioning us to the privilege.
It might not be intentional, right? But in your day-to-day life, because I'm talking from a Lagos guy's perspective, from your day-to-day life, you've put in your mind that you will never have to be in a situation that normal Lagos conditions will condemn you to. So you are privileged and you have conditioned yourself to it. There's no excuse for it. Yeah. Whether it's by your intention or by the way life goes, a guy will always randomly somehow be your sugar daddy for a time, man.
Bernie said something. Bernie said that some guys like to feel like,
but you have found yourself on the good side of it. What I'm saying is that why I'm saying this in particular is because the usual Lagos conditions should have you having to see, hard times.
Yeah.
These are hard times.
It's not all the time though. It's not everybody that's going to see.
So at times some random contingencies happen. Like, for example, the other day, like, my phone spoiled. And I know that, okay, I need to get a new phone. See, I don't know how, but I'll make money come out. Now that money that comes out, it minuses from what is left.
Okay, now right now.
Like now, the brokenness is starting. You can see the 2K. You can see the 2K. The other thing is like, yeah, they come closer.
They come closer. Okay. Pull up. Now let's go like, pull up. Let's do the
So it's coming here. So from phone. Something else might happen. Like, let me for example. Like, I get stranded somewhere. I get stranded somewhere. And my Uber bill is like so much. I have to get home. I'll pay that Uber bill. But the money, you feel me? Like, things happen.
But you know, there's some expenses that can be avoided.
Yeah. There's some that can be avoided. So I'm saying,
even if
I don't have money, I'm like, I'm going to my daddy's house. I don't have to pay for food. I don't have to pay for rent.
I don't have to pay for like Wi-Fi or like your data
I don't have to pay for food.
Don't put it in your mouth. Generically speaking, who builds you?
Yeah, let them out.
On your day to day.
Fellow female friends will build you.
Thank you! We get built by our guys, by our female friends, but the females only get built by the female friends. So females are keep taking everyone's money. That's what
I'm
saying.
Our female friends don't build us.
My male friends build me more than
me. Oh no, my male friends build me.
Because my male friends are shameless. They're the ones that really
mine. It's a list. My female friends.
I'm sorry.
My
male
friends. sometimes, like, I can say I spend money on my female friends. If we were going out and I'm like, do you know what? Yeah, let me pay for this. Okay. That's all. Okay. But my female friends.
I wish my female friends are like, my female friends, they don't even like to go out. Everybody likes their houses. Okay. So everything is online. Oh, I want to order this. Oh, I want to order this. Oh, they're just sending
me. Okay, so let's do another priority. Which one is, like you said, some male guys? On your day to day, like which one happens more frequently?
My male friends.
Okay, so do the hierarchy for me.
Okay, so male friends.
Okay.
My siblings.
Okay.
Then my female friends. Yeah.
Wait, sorry, I don't understand. What do you mean your male friends are Bailey?
So wait, how do those friends come?
I'm hungry. I want to go to this.
Okay, let me.
Wait, sorry. I'm craving this.
So Ben, is that same for you?
Oh my God.
I'm really calm with most of my male friends. I think I'll start doing
that. The hierarchy same for you.
Sorry. No, I think like.
Question next week, has he ever waffles
and waffles? Don't you do me all the time, but like, wait.
I don't know what they're talking about. That.
The reason why I.
But do you feel Benish?
Yeah, no, yes. For sure.
He's saying it confidently.
Yes, because like, think about this here. When you're talking about like, these girls are getting free money, right? So I'm like, I'm privileged enough to be attached to this particular person that's getting free money. Why would I eat it?
Okay, like, that's
simple as that.
Now that is the no.
Yes. I'm not part of the problem.
No, you just said. Now for the females, they are privileged not to part of to be friends with that privileged guy also. So yeah. I mean, why would
they're not friends?
They're
not friends. Cash cow.
Yeah, I can't be friends with someone that's sending me money like on your breaks to come and see them. I wouldn't take you seriously as a person. Okay.
Male friends as concerned, siblings is relative, people may or may not have.
Yeah.
Then the last one is female friends. Yeah. What's your hierarchy, Brandy? Do you have siblings?
I have siblings, yeah, but I'm the middle child.
Okay, so what's your hierarchy?
My hierarchy is literally just my male friends and my female friends. There may be my dad, but he funds me and builds me.
Okay.
It's like back and forth.
Okay, so
yeah, that's all.
That's so transaction.
Now let's do the first guy now. The male friends. How come so? Please, perhaps you don't talk. I don't hear your voice. I want you to go first. I want you to tell me that how. Tell me how it comes about. Male friends.
So my male friends can just text me like, oh, I'm stranded somewhere. Are you being real? Blah blah blah. And I'm not even going to deep it. And I'm not even going to ask you to send me it back. And that's something that sometimes it's not even 2K. It can be 10K, it can be 15K. Oh, I'm here. I just need to clear it. Okay, fine. Take it.
But did they give
I don't ask for it back.
No, like, on a general, it might not be at that spot.
I don't think they ever
give
back.
They don't give back.
But then people that give you money. Like, you don't understand, like...
Like, on a normal day, I can ask them as well, like, okay.
That's not billing.
That's not billing.
You're my guy.
Because when you spend something on me, it might not be the exact same thing. Well, you just said it now, that the money you spend on your guys...
No, let me say right now. When guys spoke, we broke the billing. Billing is simple. I'm charging you for a service and it's not beneficial to both. It's just one person. Like if my guy now, if Bosun hits me up, OG, I need 10K, that's not billing. Because I hit Bosun next month and he's going to hit me right back. So billing only has a kind of exclusively advantageous to one person. So what's your hierarchy?
It's still the same thing because sometimes I might not get to collect back from you. Do you understand? I might not text you again for like God knows how long.
So the major is guys, siblings. Yeah. Siblings is obviously mutual.
Because I'm first born. It's not mutual. They are young. All the Chana, I want this new game. Chana, I want this.
Thank you very much. I didn't talk about that one. So from the main money, after I removed my savings, I have three sisters, younger sisters. So you can imagine, like,
you're having a role.
So you feel me? I don't. You go and be their dad.
So I think we broke even. Guys, I'm being that scary.
Like, we're not. Oh,
no. You have three sources of income: your parents, your job, and probably your uncles and stuff. Females is not like that. They're going on the way. They want to order Uber. Somebody gives them a ride. They don't pay.
What do you guys think that women?
Wait, chill. I'm not saying.
Lives. You think this? Do you think that we just
because we see our guys
No.
We see our guys doing. Like we're driving, and we see this girl on the road. That's probably going. Maybe it's a straight road. You get? Are you trying to get to the gates? You're probably looking for Uber or something. Can I give you a ride? You guys find out that you're going to the same place. Right. It doesn't happen.
True. It's rare.
It's rare, but it happens.
You guys keep talking about this whole, oh, women have this, women, like, as a woman, I'm going to tell you this thing here.
But
even if there are guys spending money on me, it's not every day. Maybe like once in a month, every 2 weeks, God, somebody will just come and send. But it's not all the time.
That's once in a month now.
It's more than
it's someone's salary.
No, but the thing is, for me, it's probably more often than most people. I know people that maybe a guy will send them 50k once every year.
Minimum wage is still 30k.
That's always
about.
Once a year.
Once a year.
Okay, okay, okay. What's scary still is that, okay, let's say on billing we call even, yeah? Girls bill us. Guys bill them. But how come in this rough life called Lagos, you still don't need urgent 2k?
See, I'm trying, that's everything that is breaking even. First of all, like, it's not the same thing. Women can build straight. Women can build straight.
Okay, okay, yeah, sorry. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. First point is, how often do you girls
build? I think women are more prudent.
Facts.
I don't know how to build. That's my problem. I don't know how to build. That's why I'm fucking.
How often do you build?
Only.
Yes.
Why are you saying that?
Because the thing is, once you build someone, you feel indebted to them, except it's your friend. You feel indebted to them. That person too is feeling like,
so that goes back to what she said.
She owes me something. So the person says, pull up. I've sent you 300k, so now pull up. I'm not
going to
pull up.
You still not smell me.
Oh, I'll
be
very bad. I'm not going to pull up.
I get what they're saying now. So basically, what she said now, what do you call it? She can't take guys that send you money to see them. Seriously. You get what? Remember you saying that? So you want to meet a girl. Basically, the impression you make is physical, probably text up front. You play the game. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But some guys believe that they made the dough. They don't play the game. So, they're beating the game.
No, wait.
Do you get what I'm saying? What? So, they just go random.
I don't like the perspective that is being put out that doesn't work.
Some girls do it. It does work. But, as everybody has their preferences. Like, you know what you're looking for. Like, how will I put it? If I know you want money now, I have the money, and I tell you to go outside, stand under the sun,
you
play
to
and come
advantage.
Back.
Okay.
Man, I know you need it. You get what I'm saying?
You know, I think we should do. I think what you guys should do actually is to host a telecast with all females. I don't like special cases. I want it to be, you know, how we did last time when everyone was the spectrum.
The sample space is very small.
Why the spectrum of urgent 2K for real, like nigga trying to get bike and stuff. Why one of saving 1K to get to 12K to make an investment? We need a clever cat for baby. I need to know the truth.
No,
because somebody is building somebody.
And the money is not being
around. The money, and I'm not getting the money. What? I'm sorry to say, why is meant to say what? Just like, yes, so it's we, that we the build now. The money now.
The minority, they're not the majority.
Because you only find that way you have like a host of women, like.
Yeah. But we have a host of female friends, so that's what we're saying.
Majority
of women are actually billing.
Most of my friends don't know how to build guys.
Exactly.
You know that
I know box babes, like babes that have money.
Back.
But in my mind, I'm like, I don't know why. Like, I would just.
Like, if I don't have money here, I would rather come to you than go to my male friends.
What?
I'd rather just go to my guys.
Billing, like on a women's perspective,
yeah, like guys,
but we should get out.
And it's like, I swear, don't mind suits new things.
No, it's not bad, though. I'm not surprised. I'm sure you guys aren't lying.
I'm not from younger siblings. I know that was normal, but like, guys.
Because usually I thought that girls would be like, okay, let me know. Because I speak to a lot of women too, and their own day to day billing comes from, I had to do my nail at the nail shop. My hair costs a lot. You see this wheel, it ain't cheap. You see this clue, this is a shell gown.
Yeah, we mentioned everything in the last
episode. So that's why I thought that's where the money is. I didn't even know that, bro, this girl's actually living in the struggle of billing. I thought that, man, this not there with the ATM, bro. Just,
my billing was round.
I didn't know, bro. You guys are scaring me now. So
first of all, I need to play the A again. I can't see, first of all, my female friend, like, I'm close to like my if you're my friend, you're my friend.
Yeah.
So basically, like, if you're my friend, you're nearer to like my sister than like an average acquaintance slash friend, right?
Yeah.
So if I can build my sister, why can't I build you? Like,
yeah, okay, I get what you're saying. But it's just no,
that's you. Like, I'm not going to trip. We're in October, right?
I feel closer to my guys than I will ever feel to any female.
Yeah.
So like,
you don't think it's no. a closeness thing?
No, you don't understand. You get what I'm saying? So where I'll be telling you my problem, not about... If I want to tell somebody like, there's something that's bothering you,
yeah.
like your mind is going through something, you rather go to a guy first. Like, you guys are... It's more relative to you.
Yeah.
Like, you guys are built almost the same. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You go to him, you ask him questions.
Yeah.
That sometimes, if it's emotional issues, you probably go to your babe because they're smarter
yeah,
with
yeah,
you.
Yeah,
you
right,
get what
yeah,
I'm saying?
That's what
yeah.
he does.
So
yeah.
financially, from when you're growing up, we are playing ball together. Yo, I don't have money.
Yeah.
You buy pure water. Everybody drinks. The institution is my guys have my back.
Yeah, in a financial struggle.
So when you need a back, like you need somebody to go back on, you get what I'm saying? The first instinct is my guys. Now, if all that fails,
then go to your place.
But now, there's not special cases where some girls give you that same
exactly,
impression
like, exactly,
that
yeah,
I'm
yeah.
your guy.
Yeah,
now,
yeah,
I'm not your
yeah,
babe anymore,
yeah,
I'm your guy.
Yeah.
You'll view you.
Of
that's
example, yeah.
Natural,
of example, yeah. Of example, now, let's say it's your first case. No, like I said, I have like three younger sisters. Let's say I was the last born and I had three older sisters.
Mm-hmm.
So growing up, they would have been giving money and stuff.
To
and I had
reverse.
Like one or two friends, you feel
yeah.
me? Two female friends. Like, I can see myself maybe...
Reaching
trying to
out
do exactly,
female,
yeah. trying to female friends
but
based on how I
that's what we're talking about.
So
right?
What
we're taking
saying.
The exception and taking it as like it's normal, like it's rare for you to see
yeah.
a guy abuse you. That's rare to me. So I don't know how both
no,
girls are
mean,
out here saying that on
you,
a factual basis. Like,
but you know, if a girl do like you, like in some what you call it situations, girls actually spend money.
Yeah, I know.
Doesn't want to come out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, no.
What was it? That's not billing. Like,
it's not billing.
It's not billing. Like what Brady said. Like what Brady said.
Oh, yes, yes.
Like what Brady
said. Guys are driving their cars.
No,
obviously. Living off their babes. And they're paying for you.
That's what we need to say. In Lagos, you guys make it seem like women are the ones sucking girls and guys drive.
Wait, you people are really the ones
boys that are taking...
They used my car to be going around in this Lagos. I was looking at them. No.
Supposed to practically be on salary from
life.
Their babes. Now, what we say?
Oh,
yeah, people are collecting
what we say.
That happens though.
No. It happens.
Let me even tell you that it's those boys that be acting like, oh, I don't collect money from babes. I'm, okay,
the
don't worry. Let
those.
Them get comfortable with you.
Okay.
If billing will be on a different level.
You go
be,
outside and you're both supposed to pay. They'll be looking at you.
They'll not be looking at, oh, I didn't bring my card.
I didn't bring my card.
That's true.
That's a condition.
There are some girls
like
that
like that's
the
one for sure.
So chill now. So
billing
is essentially what do you call it? entitlement to people's money. Is that the main problem?
Yeah,
now?
That was
yes.
the main problem. And that's
so
yes.
entitlement to people because
yeah.
he said if the girl is well to do, or probably said she's my babe and she's getting free money. So like I will latch on to you and get resources and stuff like that. So billing is
entitlement to
now,
someone else's money.
That, to me, that's very
I
wrong.
Don't feel entitled to my own guy's money.
Yeah.
It's still a favor.
Yeah.
So that's why we don't count.
That's
boys,
why we don't count. That's why
during
the last
episode,
when we were doing billing, it came in two
I,
phases. Like,
exactly.
My guy does it. I will never see my guy abuse me. I'll always say my guy needed
what,
a favor.
Do you know what my issue is here with this whole billing thing? You guys act like there's a gun to your head and they're telling you, send
most
this money by force.
Okay.
But like if a baby thing,
no, most guys
because it's expected.
Wait,
sorry. Well, that means you people do.
We just want to know how this money goes.
Yeah, that's what
I'm
saying.
That's very inquisitive.
You know the thing, it's like most of the time it's unprovoked. You can just say, oh, I'm hungry, and someone's like, oh, send your account number, let me send.
So I don't think that's billing. Then I don't think that's billing because I'm not entitled to your money.
Guys be saying, oh, they're billing.
Can I be honest right here? Do you girls know for a fact that when you ask the guy for money, you know?
figuratively speaking, there's a gun to his head. Do you guys know that?
In some she didn't ask for money.
I'm not saying ask for anything. I'm not saying that in your subconscious, do you have an awareness of that is there?
It doesn't make sense. So if I'm having a conversation with you and I say I'm hungry, you feel like there's a gun to your head.
No, that's different. I didn't say you didn't ask then. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna say when you do.
But that's
ask
what we guys. Just both said that we don't know how
there's
to
some
ask.
Girls that
so you're literally on your own. I'm hungry. Okay, send your account details.
I want an entitled girl here. That's what I want.
I have entitled friends. I can speak on their behalf. Okay. So I have an entitled friend. I remember there was this particular semester that she took all her money for that, because I think they sent her the money for the semester. And she spent the entire money for the semester on one wig. So we're asking, what school is this?
I'm wondering too, what did she buy?
No, she bought a weave.
Oh.
Yeah, she bought hair.
But like, what school is it? I'm trying to
Covenant
like
University.
How do you spend Covenant
school? They said she bought
not her school fees, not her school fees, her allowance.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's just her feeding money. She spent it on hair, so I was like, okay. So how do you plan to feed? We were asking, all of us were confused together. And she was like, oh, that there's this guy that's been talking to her that he'll just be handling her meals. And I'm not even joking. Till the end of the semester, he paid for lunch and dinner. She didn't just eat breakfast at least. Lunch and dinner. So the end of the semester, I was shocked.
The man is consistent.
I was shocked. All of us as women, all of us women, we were shocked.
But see, mind you, in school, Babcock, girls, see, it's a language. Girls actually buy food for guys.
Shout out to you girls, man.
See, now, so next episode that you want to do that should bring round table of women, I think what I'm going to do, I'm going to start texting everybody that has been billing me. So I'm trying to build me.
Crazy. Yeah. I want you guys to speak.
Imagine texting your babe, like, you know, you usually feel me. I need to interact.
I think there's a stigma. I think there's this idea of, oh, there's an attack. I swear to God. No,
it's not
attack.
We don't have to know.
Yeah, so I really want a woman. I don't want a woman in her shit, yeah, to come and talk her shit. Like, this is how I feel. This is how it gets about. This is the mentality behind it. This is the train of thought before I do it. This is the result I get. This is where the money actually goes after it gets to me. I want it. I need it. It has to be done.
I feel like most of the money goes to another man.
Yeah, because like, no.
So if a person is in a relationship, does that count as billing?
Billing is always one party being satisfied. It's not mutual.
It feels one.
Like if it's your guy to guy, it's not billing. Yeah. I'll bill you back the next one. Don't play with me.
Because that
if, it's your, if it's your babe, it's not the same thing. Yeah. We're in this struggle together. But
the same thing though.
It's not the same thing.
Let's talk about dating billing.
People are curious. Let's talk about dating billing, right? I have a girlfriend. Like, let's go. So, what is billing in dating to you?
When one person is spending
the majority of the money, that's why I'm going to break a relationship. You guys are dating, right? And you guys have your busy expenses together. That's outing, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's if in a case scenario, like gas money, like for fuel your car, right? That's case scenario. I think that's about it. Maybe dinner dates, staying indoors. If you guys live together, that's like, you know, like groceries and stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, telling me that. Let's do a proper case scenario. This apartment was in half. We paid for a year.
Yeah.
So no one knows anyone on that. Mm. You paid half, I paid half. We have the rent in our yard, right? Groceries, I handled all the bills. Let's say the female said, I handled all the bills. We go out to go and get dinner. I buy the gas money. I buy the food. Movies, I buy the popcorn. I buy the tickets. Come back, Netflix and chill. It's probably my own fucking Netflix. We buy it. Everything is on me. How do you think you're dating? Tell me how.
Wait, first of all.
Yeah, how? That's the thing. That's what I'm saying. You can be billing somebody.
Yes, now, but like, but I want you to come to your awareness that look at your life. your father raised you to be this old. How will you be so dull to think you are dating?
But wait though, you go outside, you get dinner, all those ones could happen. If the babe is kind of babe that, yo, I saw this dress or this, what do you call it, nice outfit and I got it for you. She might not be the one to take you to dinner. You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. If there's always this
thing that I'm giving back. Gifts are different. I'm talking about billing that has to happen. Like, as in, we have to pay for light. You know what I'm saying? We have to pay for
gas. You guys sit down and talk.
Yeah, right now, because you're talking about like a proper relationship.
Yeah, yeah, that's a proper relationship. What about like,
okay, majority of us is with our parents, right? Mm-hmm. So let's say he's in his father's house. I'm in my father's house. Mm-hmm. And you know, you're both overly billing yourself as you're separate like that.
Mutually. Like, is it mutual? Like,
it's not mutual. Let's say, give me a case scenario. Okay, let's say now you guys are in a relationship. He doesn't have a job, she has a job. So it's understandable. Do you get? Mm-hmm. Not that, okay, you need money, I'll send you money. Mm-hmm. Cool. You need money, I'll send you money. Not that, I'll be funding your outings with your boys.
Thank you.
I'll be paying for your fuel in your car.
If we're in a relationship, right, and I'm out of work, I'm broke as fuck,
yeah.
I have to always remember that I'm broke as fuck and I'm poor. I can't use you to level up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's where a relationship is. Yeah. Yeah, I'm not going to use you to level up. I'm going to use you to maintain a lifestyle because I can't do it for myself. That's why you're a fool. You sit in my bed, bro, I'm not doing that. Get your bar up and live the life you want to live.
So that's what I'm saying.
You have to wake up. I'm telling everyone that's going through that. Wake up and realize. See that guy that, like, bro, I'm not sponsoring the baby boy life you want to live. It's not going to happen.
Yeah.
If you know you're broke, right? If you know you're a broke boy, live like a broke boy. I'll just support you. That's all. I'm not going to elevate you.
I doubt anybody will actually. There's so many people.
I know you want to see your man looking like that.
I know you want to see your man looking like that, but he has to know that I'm not going to do that for you.
No.
It's a very stupid thing for a broke boy to be expecting his babe to sponsor a life. It's a bad
lifestyle. It doesn't have.
Well, that happens.
No, to sponsor a lifestyle, he cannot afford. That's it. I'm out of work, right? I have a babe. Okay, fine. I beg you. Just leave me on. I'm not telling you that, you know, me and my guys, they boil for kilos. I guess. I didn't mind.
I genuinely feel like a rule of point or like a rule of thumb is that, like, if you don't have money, don't be in a relationship.
Honestly,
woman, man, if you're broke, stay single
and hustle. The real problem is not the fact that you're broke in a relationship, right? You're broke and want a relationship with people that are rich.
Exactly.
That's your problem.
Don't live beyond your means.
Cut your coat according to your size.
Thank you. You can have a broke boy, broke girl relationship, right?
And it's cute. What if one is not broke?
I like what you said. Remind yourself that you're not. It's not because of you.
It's not your burden.
It's his lifestyle, right? He should be used to being broke.
If you decide to pamper him, it's not entitled to you.
If there is like one person broke and one person rich, it's always going to be a leech.
Yes, sir.
So, and it's just facts.
Write that down.
Like, no matter how prudent or you guys are, it's always going to feel lopsided.
That's why I wanted to keep it very, you know.
But when you guys won't go into relationships.
Yes, so that's what I'm about.
What about niggas that want to fuck?
Let's go, you know, I'm looking at you, guys like to feel like they are the ones that are bringing the bar. You don't know how
you can be that you're spending money you don't have.
No, my own thing is that, baby,
you have your mouth, you speak, you do what you have to do to get your girl. You don't feel you're looking out for something to make an impression.
So what do you call it, if you know that you're lacking, you're looking at that guy, I'll show you the bar, you get what I'm saying?
Like, that guy, is that my bar?
I think everybody feels like their flex. Some people feel like their face, like, I'm a pretty boy and nobody can step to me, and that's their flex. Some people, it's their money. It's their money.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think that's a bad I don't think it's bad if your money is your flex, but I feel like if your money is your whole personality, that's what it is to you, then that's a problem. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I know someone now that, like, if a guy steps to his babe or just even tries to chat to his babe on the spot, he's like, what's his salary times 5, you send it to her.
You know,
like, just for it, like, let's run it
from like the girl. The girl still going probably
exactly.
She's definitely
the money is popping into her.
I think my only issue with billing is like the sense of like entitlement. Like, am I a commodity? Are you trying to buy me? What's
that about? That's what I think, that like that guy is like to feel in control. That's why most of them send that money. And I can relate to what Fuad said. Fuad said that like they are making up for something.
Yeah, sure.
So I feel they're trying to boost their ego.
Yeah, you buy a big truck.
Yeah,
you
exactly.
Have
you have a small. You feel me?
Yeah.
Like a short guy.
Oh, now I'm
sure.
My issue is the fact that there's a lot of things with billing. They don't understand that. These people think that they own you. Billing is cute. Yeah, it's nice. Until it's like, what's that saying? Every day.
No, billing is not. Once it
starts making
until it starts getting to a point where it's above you.
Wait. And then the things that we asking for, you know, like
especially if it's someone that you know physically, it's just like downward spiral.
So when you watch European movies, basically white movies and stuff, when you see people that they have been, let's say I'm feeding you and stuff, and you come back and say, I didn't ask you. You decided to do these things. Like, they stand up for themselves. Yeah. They have self-respect.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We black don't really do. Like, you are taught from day one. The person that feeds you is your God.
You. Nah, you don't buy the hand that feeds you.
Exactly.
So there's an impression in your head. So if somebody buys you, it's wired. Some people
like,
see
a lot of women.
You've read books. You've seen movies.
You've traveled. You've seen books.
You've seen movies.
Yeah.
You've enlightened yourself.
Yeah.
To some basic. So you know when you should bill somebody. You know when and who to bill. Now be comfortable with it. Some people don't know. Some people from home, they tell you a man takes care of you.
True that.
Yeah, true.
Some people, their phone rings in meeting. Get that. So, they're not wrong. They're not wrong. But you should be happy that you're a step. If you feel like you're a step before them, then you should be good. But when if you are not like that enlightened, you now go back. I'm right. You should deal with people in your box.
Yeah.
Or better.
Yeah.
If you want to get better, you get better. If you can manage your box and think this is the best.
Yeah.
You did, but you can't tell me that you have this kind of mindset. Now everybody here almost agree that billing is entitlement.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we know entitlement is wrong. You cannot see a pretty girl and say, and you go to a house and I'm only telling you that. Is a man that fends. Just walk out the door and we're friends.
I think that's it. I think it's a thing of like values, like what you value. You be with someone that values like what you value. So if this person values like, okay, spending and money and you put it on the table, and the woman too is like, yeah, so that's how my father did for my mother, that's how I'm going to do for my
mother.
Like,
you know that people's minds are not in the same place.
She's
so used to being pampered, like so used
so
to.
So you are not in the same place.
Still, you can be used to being pampered and still have like common sense.
For sure.
Excuses,
I think it's still a thing of like your perspective and your mindset and what you value. Like you could be a baby girl, your dad spoils you, your this spoils you, but like you know that okay, this person is not my father.
Exactly.
I'm not going to build the person. Like there was this thing that was going around that oh guys would be like, well, am I your father? And it's like if I build you the way I would build my father.
Where, I saw that post. If I build you the way I build my father, oh boy, you don't even wait.
You
but I think I'm trying to see. I think it raised the same way for guys that can't build girls. Like for me now, the way I was raised, like I can't just see myself. I feel it's the way exactly like I know there are guys that do it, but me personally, I don't know. Like before I would build a woman, before I would build any woman, I would build my mom first. I swear, I go to my mom say, "Mom, say please, do you have this?" Like
exactly. Before I build
this?
Any man, I would build my dad.
Like before I would build any woman, I would first build mom. She say,
"Oh,
mom,
I'm a girl." That's why I said we're having this.
Everything's cause and effect.
Yeah.
All guys saying that now women they build also. Women are saying we don't they build them. It's not balanced. I need to find.
So basically, have self respect. If somebody's billing you too much, you don't like it. Then
go.
If you text me, like shut the fuck up. Don't text me. No, I'm serious. Do not text me. I'm not getting anything
because
from you.
No, but we've not pressed. Not finished this piece.
No pee now.
Because niggas don't want to fuck now. Me.
Oh my god.
Because I'm going to myself as now. Because like first of all, like I'm not in the stage where I want to be like in a proper like
get down relationship.
Exactly, kind of. Yeah. So right now I'm in a relationship for sure, but like we're open.
Okay.
So like
okay,
I'm allowed to be with other people, so I'm allowed to be with other people, And if I move to a girl, yeah, like obviously it has to be like emotional peace, because like not emotional peace, emotional people, but just basically banter at first.
That's correct.
Yeah, from exactly. But these babes, like, they won't let you connect. They won't let you have a proper conversation. Just want to, okay, like, there's this particular girl now.
What you doing with them?
See, that's like, babe. If a
babe is going to smash you, she's going to smash you, regardless whether see, she back builds
to back,
you or not.
See, look, back to back to back, right? This is why I'm really pressed about this thing. Back to back to back. Let's use 5 different Insta girls, for example. Fine, Insta girls are bad bitches. They have an expensive lifestyle. They have to take care of their skin, take care of their hair, look nice, calm. Okay. I want to take you out on a date, right? Before we can talk, before I even reach that date level, I have to like have a conversation with you, try to like know, have a proper rapport.
Yeah.
Before I can talk to you, obviously, like, you have a lot of DMs, so like, it's going to take a while for you to actually like say, let me actually be interested in this guy. So, hello, like, have a small banter, you laugh, everything is calm. Mm-hmm. For the first day, everything is calm, we have a proper conversation, you won't have a call, everything goes smoothly. Then you go out, you come back.
Bro, next sorry, person, your shorts.
It depends. You know,
last year we spoke about this, right?
I'm just curious because
like,
I know his mind.
IG baddies, man. You know, like I said, my dad tell me, you go to library to find books. If you find food, then something's wrong.
Exactly.
So you go to IG and see bad bitches, you know. And everybody knows.
The MO is money.
Exactly.
Yes.
You can't say surface level term.
But the thing is, even lucky girls are billing now.
Exactly.
Everybody's billing.
So what are we talking about now?
Now, think of just quality girls are billing.
No, because his own situation.
Can I have I know. What I'm saying is, can I have them billing Babe on
seat? She just told you.
No, the ones that are billing him are low-key girls too.
If you meet these girls that are IG baddies, I'm telling you, if you catch them in the flesh after church, have a convo, they'll probably go in jail with you. But because you flew with them on that IG level, they just give you the IG version, they'll give you the billing level. We know why we're here, you get what I'm saying? But if I catch that same girl, I'll be like, how you doing? Or like after church or something, we'll probably smash that very Tuesday or something.
Hey.
But the flow is on IG, right? The facade is there, they already know that scene. You want your name to come up on my DM, boy? Ask for my account.
You know how many times she has
IG price?
There's IG.
And there's like
Christmas
price.
Imagine who come down to price, though. might be like, that's the, like, how do I put it? Like,
oh no, shit.
I feel like commodity.
I think I chose the wrong choice of words.
Yeah, I know, but the thing is, I can't even blame you for using that, because with the way it is, it's almost like it's transactional sex. And there's nothing wrong with transactional sex, but is it transactional sex or is it not?
Put it on the table. Like, I think that in the generation we are, like, if you are selling sex, that's fine.
Like,
sex.
Don't be out here saying boy relationship and you're trying to sell sex. To me, I just feel like maybe to me, I'm very old fashioned, but nothing like transactional. What kind of talk is that now?
It's you people, your age range, that go and pick up babes and pay for them. Let's be happy. Okay, not you.
It's not cool though. It might be the date day, right? But let's not now take it and say, I'm like, it's cool, it's fine. It's not though.
What is it? If you're not cool with it, then you step.
That's what. No. There's no. I'm not saying. Look,
it is there.
See, what am I talking about? When I was in Atlanta, when my dad was a young boy, he's been there. As in, girls be taking money for sex from time. But what's not nice is saying it's cool. It's
even what she's saying is that if it is that, let us know.
See, Helen, now let's do an average girl, right? An average girl will tell you, like, top of your head, no, why don't they take money for sex? Me, no.
Exactly.
But on some levels, she does.
Exactly. So, like, look, this Pascal, the Pascal girl that she mentioned, that said that she's a mid-level babe, that same girl that wants to build me, she's still trying to have an emotional attachment. So, like, yo, choose one lane. Like, she's trying to say, oh yeah, I want, like, I'm more of an emotional babe. I want you to, like,
There's a level of peer pressure with all of this thing. Yes, I don't think you guys understand that, like, babes feel pressure when they're not billing. As for, like, I've seen my guy, like, 800K, you know, for, like, rent or something. I mean, I'm just like, Am I okay? Why am I not doing that same thing?
Exactly. I have friends
who want to like the guy, but you just feel like...
I have friends that when they, like, if like they're mad at a guy, he's going to just go and like clear the entire cart on like, I don't know, exactly, Shane or something. And you're here like, I don't ask niggas for money, and they're like, okay.
Like, what's
so weird? if everybody around you is getting this new Chanel purse, this weed, this thing,
but Brisky is always saying it. You that you have pussy, what are you using your pussy to do?
Do you understand? So you're not making it like, feel like, okay, so you have what I have, and like, you're not using it.
But you know,
she's like that, man. She does like, if a guy comes up to her and like, you know, try to flaunt his money, she probably send it double. She bad like that. But that's okay. But at the same time, man, them Forex boys, them, you know, OG, them Dangote boys come and pull up to her, politicians, and she's just like every other regular. So it's like you do have a price, but few can afford, but then you do have a price.
Yeah, but everybody does have a price.
Does that go for everyone? I'm just
everybody
asking.
Everybody has a price.
Is that true for you?
There are some mamas that will pull up to you.
Everybody has a price. Every woman has a price.
Every gender.
Now for men, is that true too? Like, can anyone buy you, my guy? Please tell me.
I said I'm grateful for somebody buying Badru rice for me from town.
Oh,
like,
and my standards are low.
You guys are
right. That level is low.
The standards of boys are low.
No,
that's why.
As you think that guys do bill, girls do bill, situation will put you in a place where, see, right now when everybody's looking for money.
Yeah.
So like a girl knows you're a hot kick, basically. Or like there's somebody else she's dragging you with. It might not even be all that, you get what I'm saying? Somebody she's dragging you with. They don't drop in cash.
If she knows the funds will get you.
It will get to you.
To me, talking from what I've seen in Lagos, that's a special case scenario. Because for women is that they don't usually have a price, but or some certain guys have enough money they can be bought, which is cool. But for guys' side, it's usually about money, it's about if a girl be bad, you know, if I don't know how to
buy it.
It's not money, it's not bad, it just gets us now.
Yeah, because like me now, I have respect, obviously. Like, mm-hmm.
Respect pulls to your hand. So, exactly. So I'm just saying, for women, like, the guy might not even be the spec. Guy might have missed the spec completely.
Yeah.
So it's really transactional. Yeah. The only reason why you would even consider and sit down and go to that hotel with the guy was just for the rubber. Yeah.
Chill out. Let's hear from them also. So what do you get? Like you guys think what he said?
I'm still trying to understand. Are you guys saying that, like, if a babe sees a guy and she really, really likes him, and like there's another guy or babe chasing the guy, drop funds for the guy?
No, trying to show that I'm here, you get what I'm saying, that's normal.
If I like a babe and she has a boyfriend, I don't give a shit, I'll still gift you shit, you know.
Exactly. It's just,
that goes back to the billing.
No, you're not getting billing, the idea of billing is using funds.
Okay, like cash payments.
Yeah, this one, like the girl now, like
not iTunes card, not G-Boys level.
No, like now that what you're doing now, that girl is just trying to, you know, just make
tell it you like,
I like you, continue, just same thing. Okay, that just same thing. That no. But this one, like the guy my woman is respect. Guy is from the north, Naburu. He just come when after say, you know, I've given you,
do you know, 10
years.
If we're being honest with ourselves, guys are probably easier.
Why are you pointing at me?
You send a platter, you send this, and you send it. But in fact, the standard is not judging us or collecting money.
A guy sends you money.
to show that he cares.
Yeah.
There are people that don't even care about you.
I didn't know. That's the thing.
That send you 100K. So,
yeah.
How is he going to prove that he cares? Is that one that's sending you times three of somebody's salary?
You know that he's
telling you that, bro.
No, let me tell you. No.
You get your value from my eye.
You don't get the message. The message is not that, oh, I'm giving you this money because I like. The message is clear. I'm giving you this huge amount of money because, as in, we have to get down. It's not
value.
Yes, it's not
value.
But I'm saying, but they're trying to do the reverse of like, oh, women can probably buy guys. That's not the cause. That's not the case.
No, you don't understand. No. The girls is don't show.
The standard is low, yeah, but it's not
really not because like,
a girl will show you she likes. Guess what?
Please.
I know women, you know women that are hoes now,
yeah.
And it's mostly because of the rapper.
Guys, right?
I know guys that are hoes. Sorry. Let me land. I know guys that are hoes, but they're not hoes because of the rapper. That's different. The difference is, for one, is the bar. For the other, it's just, I like babes. I'm not a useless boy that likes women.
If you're to send a girl money to show her that you care,
God forbid it.
There's an is
Oh,
but never. Okay, there was a shorty.
Okay.
Shorty.
Me after the term, the right term.
Okay.
One body that you like.
People are not serious.
It's not a body.
No.
See, let me tell you something. Guys work with sights. You guys work with probably auditory and stuff like that.
So you're dropping money for babes don't even like.
You see what you like now. You go with your shopping.
No,
you
like
catch up. Never. Any guy said you rapper, yeah?
We likes know.
You. That's for sure. Maybe doesn't like you emotionally. Maybe
yes.
Likes you.
Well,
likes
something,
yeah.
Like
but he likes you.
He likes
you.
Probably likes something.
It still doesn't. Like, what is it?
Chill. Okay. Wait.
Everywhere. It doesn't make.
Yeah, you're my spec now.
He wants that one.
This is iPhone whatever 15.
He wants that one.
It's the only one made for now. There's no iPhone 15 in the world. You get what I'm saying? Drop your hair. Some people here like gadgets. Some people can do iPhone 6, can do anything. Nobody cares. They're just their own guy.
Yeah,
gadgets
don't
freak them. Now, I see the iPhone 15, I'm like, I gotta get on this shit. Everybody wants to get on this stuff. You get what I'm saying? Everybody puts a value. The company first put initial value.
Okay, yeah.
Everybody puts a value. You get what I'm saying? Everybody like dictates, okay, if you're paying 7 million, I'm gonna get 8 million. Now, the boss,
like
the boss is taking it.
Yeah.
That kind of shit. I make more proper than it's going to be evident. Like, how much is it? It might not even be the richest person. It's like, how much can I pay for this
how
shit?
How much do you value?
Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Now, she said guys are not valued much. You know why? What do you need a guy for? Obviously. What do you need a guy for? Quality time, sex, and somebody to relate with.
Basically,
if she wants to buy you, it's as good as buying an Android.
Yeah,
it's good.
It doesn't take anything.
Samsung is not that level. But there are some Samsung series down that level. You get what I'm saying? So like,
I mean, standards are low, though.
Exactly.
Like, it's not.
So a girl wants to show you that she likes you. You hear some people, some girls buy boxers.
That's okay. It's
socks.
Good.
Boxers,
socks.
Singlet, and stuff like that.
You're talking too much.
But guys, inherently,
okay, you're talking about like an iPhone here. Okay, this thing has like quality. It's a different thing if you're actually paying for like a babe that you know she maxed fire. You're going to enjoy yourself.
Some guys actually pay for porn stars.
Yeah, but that's understandable, Jike. You're paying for a babe that she looks pretty. You're paying to have sex with a babe that looks pretty. You don't know if this babe can just get there and lie down and you're the one doing all of the work. Why are you so stupid after you finish?
Exactly. No, she has the point.
That's no point, bro.
What she said at the beginning of the conversation was that she hates guys.
that feel entitled. Like, you feel like they need
money. You because
like
they
so the money is the impression. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So
hello guys, I know that
some people are in relation, like people, they don't really like social events.
Yeah.
But what they're in for is the chase. Some people don't really like dating.
Yeah.
They
just want to chase.
They want to get. You get what I'm saying? Some people don't want the money. Some people want the money. Let's be true. Some people want the money. Some people want the chase. They want to feel like you really want me.
Yeah.
So fucking chase and don't pay for it.
See, Bernice. Like, I understand. Like, I know it makes no sense, but there are guys like that that just want, that just.
But then
you
it's the same
me?
Guys that are still coming to complain. They're billing me.
No, no, the hell of the guys that I know that pay.
Then you should know who you are billing.
The hell of the guys that I know that I won't pay, like, give him an hour. It's just their own excuse that, who has the time? You know, he's giddy. I like this babe. I need her for 2 hours. My next appointment is like by 4 o'clock. Let her come. My flight is by 8.
That's a working class man.
A working class man. I need to get a nanny and keep the
but
blood flowing.
That's a working class man. They're young boys that are allowing themselves.
Don't bill young boys. Wait till we get.
Because you're married to a trust fund baby, to someone that has like his whole life set already, and you're just doing NYSC, and you think you want to build something. Come on.
You enter surprise, won't go fix phone. I think
everyone really edit out, but we'll never know the full gist.
Everybody's
seen. Until women that do build.
And guys that do build too.
Let's be fair. Wise is not billing.
Wise is like Chicken Republic.
Exactly.
You see that?
Chicken,
like,
OJ,
if I tell you
how far,
I want chop
chicken at the
age.
You're
now. Exactly. People are wicked, because you can be feeling your female friends, but then you'll be spending money on other bills.
Exactly.
That's wickedness.
My name is Sam, they will finish their money on bills. They're not going to be
asking
me
if I'm 33k for fuel.
I mean, there's savings, account and there's current. It's not just enter the current account.
What we also need to do, right, is get guys here that sponsor billing.
So what you are saying now, this conversation has to be extended
to a bigger sample space.
See,
almost all of us are in the same sample space.
So we need two sets of people, right? Women that do build niggas anyhow. Only guys that sponsor billing.
Yeah. And women also that sponsor billing. Everybody has. That does not mean you lie once, does it make you a liar?
Okay, now right. Let's say you want to find guys. Probably guys here have experienced girls billing them. But we will still have the question of, but why?
Yes, you are always like,
some,
but why?
Some, that's why we need women that build.
Like, for them to call.
But some clarity is dead.
Like, bro,
especially those hotel rooms. Right. You'll be looking at the farm being like, bro, how much?
Israel is in pain.
Like,
there's nothing more people worry about.
Don't say it though. Where did it go? I just leave, man. Because I say it tomorrow again.
Chill. What school has finished? See you. Once school is over, 1G4 becomes the next hostel. 1G4, every apartment in Lekki is full. Airbnb become more expensive in that period.
In one apartment, to do what?
Like 6 boys and 2 beds, and like everybody has a room.
Some
like,
people,
if you're coming on the day, you would better tell me the day before so I can reschedule. If not, guy will fuck in the same room.
I mean, that's girl.
I used to know girls. I used to go from cluster to cluster and 1G4 and shave.
Yeah, like I've met people like
girls be hunting like
literally go to hotel.
So
literally go to
club. It might be like some girls actually feel that, but like school is over, man. This pussy gonna go round. Like, they feel like that too. Like,
table service.
So it's not like,
guys, I mean,
proper ventilated space.
I'm trying. Yeah, yeah. Is going to go out. Table service.
Go out from the ghetto.
Now, dinner table.
Come on, man.
Okay, so, extra, man. You guys, our time, you know, has passed. So, plan is we're going to extend the episode to maybe two or three more.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Maybe.
But, yeah, I'm going to get the.
Oh, no. I know I'll get.
He knows them.
He knows association. Use the money as bait for the people that build.
Let me give you the thesis. Yeah. I want guys that build too. What I feel though is that a guy that sponsors billing does it strictly for no emotional attachment.
But we're going to the EFCC. We have Trust Fund Baby. We have JG Boy. Just come and pack everybody together.
No, but honestly, I think the best, like, you need a G-boy.
Yeah, actually.
I want the G-boy to speak.
And I want,
you guys are G-boys.
Tell the dealer to bring new stash. Tell the Zolotius to pull through. Then let's get out of the city. We'll stay here too long. That's it. So it's not. So that women one is not as far. It's literally like a part of your expenses. Like it's literally almost weed after weed, babe. Exactly. You know what I'm saying? So it's not like so people hype it up like, oh my guy's hunting for. Really, it's
so
just
if you're a girl going into that.
Going to a banner. Like I have to go banner and buy this one. I have to go and see this babe and carry her. Like it's just part of it. It's not. So that's what I want you people to. That's what I feel though. But if you get to see that,
that's what G was putting energy.
Like
they're
the ones that text from like, send me your account number.
Yeah, they do.
They will tell you, I'm not giving you attention.
Yeah, I'm not giving you attention. I'm not giving you my time. I'm not giving you anything. You pull up, you get this bar, and I'll call you when next I have money. And you have to be down. Or else your sister is down.
They will waste time.
Yeah, if your sister is down,
Run that line back.
Poverty cost what?
Poverty cost this feeling.
Damn.
Okay, second line.
It's been real, everyone. Thank you for pulling up.
So you're saying we should shut up?
Yes.
So,
thank you guys. It's been real.
Inconclusive.
What?
Israel.
OJ.
Jojo.
Chananaya. Denise.
And Bosu and Pelumi.
You know the vibes.
Thank you. See you next time.